Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today on your lunch hour. I hope you are not stuck in the snow anywhere yet. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And, you know, earlier this month, we talked about a new report that had come out that enrollment at Wisconsin Technical Colleges had grown by more than 10%. And I've been very honest with how going to community college when I was living in California, how much of a great experience that was for me and my academic career. And so we thought instead of, you know, just talking about the report, we'd actually have someone who lives it come on and tell us more about what the different programs are and what role the Wisconsin Technical Colleges system is going to play as far as educating people in Wisconsin. And so here to talk about that and probably more is Wisconsin Technical College System President, Morna Foy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So just to lay the foundation, how different or how much interaction or how separate is WTCS from the UW system?
Well, they're completely separate organizations in terms of governance and financing and structure and all of those things. We do a lot of stuff in partnership. Probably the most important thing we do is to build pathways, educational pathways for students so that the easy movement of students back and forth between the systems and trying to protect and preserve their credits that they've earned. You know, it's an ongoing effort to minimize the confusion, minimize how much work it is for an individual student, make sure that we try to avoid at all costs having them repeat work or do something, you know, increase the redundancy, the time, the cost, if they do want to move between systems, because I think that that's something that's going to be more and more common as the years progress here.
Absolutely.
So that's a big activity. We also do, though, some people might be surprised to hear that we do a lot of professional development together. We've been doing a lot of work in educating ourselves and changing our curriculum and learning how to new teaching techniques in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. We share best practices about staff development and opportunities there, teaching methods. We run shared programs. And I think the other thing that we're focused on very formally together, along with our Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and University Partners, is the state's attainment goal, post-secondary attainment goal. So we're looking to have 60% of our population, adult population, have some kind of a post-secondary credential, including an apprenticeship by the year 2027. So we're very close, but that's been an all hands on deck effort to move Wisconsin to that goal.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the pandemic was a hit for all schools, technical schools, community colleges, four-year universities. And I think there's a lot of different initiatives and headlines. I know for, I've seen things like the different, how tuition is for lower income students and everything. And so when this headline came out that I think I first saw it on WPR, that the Wisconsin Technical College system had actually grown, that was, I mean, you must be so proud of that, first of all. So congratulations. Yeah. What were some of the key programs, initiatives, or what do you attribute that to where other college systems are still trying to get back to pre-pandemic enrollment numbers?
Well, first off is that the two-year college sector and the WTCS in particular has always focused on part-time students. So we've always had the majority of our students going part-time. Most of them are working at least one job, sometimes more than one.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a greater number of students who are parents or who are caring for their parents and have other obligations because our students tend to be older. So they have other outside demands on their time and energy besides being college students. And the reason that's matters is because it requires the tech colleges to be a lot more flexible and to provide educational opportunities in different ways and to have a more student-driven process for deciding when and how to offer not just classes, but services. And that has always been true, but during the pandemic, that became mission critical because everything was turned upside down and people were being asked to do a lot of things differently. And we were already used to having to make those kinds of changes rapidly. And we were already used to this idea that we need to be student ready rather than expecting students to be ready to go to college. We're open enrollment institutions, so we take students wherever they're at. And we find a way to move them in a positive direction through their educational pathway. So that history and that sort of culture was ideal when it came to making major transformational changes in a very short period of time. And I we can talk more about what some of those specific things were, but I think that's We really were in a better place culturally than a lot of higher education institutions because of that history. And the other thing I think needs to be given a lot of credit for is that our students have weathered some pretty bad years for many of them, and now are back, returning to a path that they had started during the pandemic. And they've been able to figure things out that really interrupted college for a lot of our students. Things like getting some childcare, it's not just, can I afford it? It's, is there any to be had here?
Yeah.
And it continues to be a really tough, I don't know if any of you guys are parents of some very small children, but right now, you know, for people who are having to put their kids into childcare or even the lower grades of school, primary school, it's not uncommon for their kids to be sent home or be told not to come in 1-2 days a week, every week, because somebody in the class, whether it's another kid or their teachers, have COVID. Or some of the any variety of viruses that are running around right now. And so that is made for our students who are parents. That was a huge problem during pandemic, and it continues to be a struggle for them, but they're working through it. Another is that they have, got themselves in better financial situation. The one thing about the pandemic that people didn't understand, I had heard from a lot of people, oh, the pandemic will be great for your enrollments because people are lost their jobs. They're not working. So everybody will be coming back to tech colleges. That's what always happens in a bad economy, right? And the truth is that our students in the past, yes, they come to tech college and they take more classes when the economy is bad, but most of them are still working. Mm-hmm. What happened here is that they were told on Friday, don't come to work on Monday. And we don't know when you'll come back. And so the cliff in terms of financing and how are we going to support ourselves was pretty huge. And for a lot of our students, it's taken them quite a while to recover, if they're even recovered from that. So they're finding their way back to us, but it's only because they have found their way through to managing to support their themselves and their families a little bit better right now. So I don't want to take all the credit for this. I think a lot of it has to do with our students acknowledging the importance of reskilling and upskilling. And it also has to do with them working through a lot of challenges that the pandemic caused for most of us here in Wisconsin. But in terms of our colleges, what are they doing? They are responding to the 21st century college student. And again, this goes back to, we already had a start on this, But we have really kicked in this idea that, you know, students are driving how and when and where and in what formats they are going to go to college. And if you are an institution that does not return or respond to that, those demands, you are going to have a tough time enrolling students. They have so many choices right now, and they have become much more aware of their power as consumers, I'll put it that way. So I recently talked to one of a recent high school graduate last year, for example. He graduated last year, so he's a freshman this year, and he could have gone to any place. He could have gone to a multiple four-year public privates or two-year. What did he want? He wanted an institution that would let him choose whether he was taking a particular class online or in person. He wanted to choose class by class. And the place he found that option was at a technical college.
That's so interesting. And when we come back from the break, because I'm really curious about how this plays into, you know, one of the big stories of 2022 was student loan forgiveness and how that plays into this. And it was certainly my own experience of there is no one right way to go to school. And even having people know the technical school is an option instead of any kind of pressure that you have to have this like 4-year on the campus picturesque experience for it to be a really, really beneficial experience educationally. And so when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about that. Our guest this half hour is Wisconsin Technical College System President, Morna Foy. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us on your lunch hour. We are talking to Wisconsin Technical College System President Morna Foy about Wisconsin Technical College System. And so one of the questions I would love to get your insight on is the role that WTCS plays, because in this bigger question of student loans, which is a hot button topic that a lot of people have very strong opinions on, whether it was the loan forgiveness versus that's not actually solving the root problem of school is just too expensive. There's a lot of different ways that we're not going to be able to cover in 8 minutes. But I feel very strongly about that there is no one way to go to school. There's no one way to get higher education. I didn't go to college right away. I ended up going to community college and I just took a couple classes. I realized I was good at school. I got very excited about school. I learned how to go to college and then got to transfer into the UC system because I was living in California. And so as someone who was the president of WTCS, what role do you feel like your college system plays in this big, massive problem of student loans?
Well, we play an important role. We are traditionally the institution where it's not just open access, but we're the affordable option.
Yep.
And we're a first choice for a lot of folks who don't necessarily see that college or post-secondary education in their future until they have a tech college experience. And just like you did, they build their capacity. They get self-confidence. They realize they can do it. And so there's lots of things we can and are doing. First off the bat, of course, is expansion of dual enrollment options, which for the vast majority of the 56,000 students that are getting our high school students that are taking tech college classes right now, those classes are free to them and those credits transfer to a tech college or a university.
Wow.
So that's a big way to save millions of dollars and reduce your cost of going to college. Another is that we deliver our programming in a lot of different ways so that we don't have a huge population of residential students, which means they're not paying dorm prices. You know, they obviously have housing and other costs, but sometimes those can get, they can blow up when you have to go on campus. And I think a big thing is that we accommodate part-time students who are working, and that's how they're paying for school. So we don't want to tell them to stop doing that, but that does mean you have to change a lot of the ways that you offer services. You can't shut down the advising offices at 4:30. You can't, make it impossible to reach out to your faculty member unless it's between the hours of 9 and 11:30 in the morning. You have to be a lot more flexible in how you deliver. You have to use online options if that's what students want for both instruction and support services. And we are doing all those things. Another thing we're doing is stacking credentials so students can get a short-term credential quickly, go into the workplace, get some more higher pay rate as a result, and then come back and not repeat work. They build on that next credential. And then lastly, we have been pushing at the federal level very hard to get the Pell Grant, which is the primary federal grant for college students, to expand it to short-term credentials, or it's called short-term Pell, workplace Pell. Because right now, unless it's a longer degree, like an associate degree, you can't get a Pell Grant for it. And that disadvantages students who are going part-time and are trying to build and take advantage of our stackable career pathways.
That's great to know. And as far as, it's been a long time since I was a senior in high school. but as far as,
Doesn't look like it.
I appreciate that. I think for the trend for as long time, if you were, this idea that, like I said before, there's one way to go to college. You go to a four-year university and you have that experience and you're in the dorms in freshman year. Do you feel like there's still a stigma there that people don't always consider technical school an option, that they feel like pressure to go to four-year school, or do you think that's starting to change?
I think it's starting to change, actually. That's been an ongoing issue since I joined the tech college system a couple of decades ago. But I think that we've been doing some recent surveying of the Wisconsin public, and we are seeing a big change in terms of the value people place on the technical college, the importance of it to their communities, to them personally, to their kids. So I think that that is definitely changing. We will always be in an educational process. And the way that you get people to understand the benefit and their choices and the value of their choices is by demonstrating over and over again positive outcomes for your students and your graduates. And I think the tech colleges do that every day, every year, and will continue to report them out and shout them out so that, our end goal is that anyone that could benefit from a technical college experience in Wisconsin, that's a student or an employer, gets the chance to do that. And they get that opportunity. That's what we're here for. And that's what we want to achieve.
So final question in the last minute and a half that we have, I have a young cousin who is exploring his options as he is a senior in high school. What is the best resource to send him to if he wants to explore different options for within the WTCS system?
He should go out to our website, WTCSystem.edu. There's career exploration materials there. He can access all 16 technical colleges' websites from there. He can read about not just this report that you mentioned earlier about enrollments, but what we're doing in an apprenticeship space, how students feel about us, what happens to our graduates, how much money do they make? All of those things are all out there, and hopefully an easy way to navigate. I'm sure he'll be much better at it than I am.
Well, I will send that to him, and we will also post it on today's blog post. Mornos Foy, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll hope to have you back soon.
Thank you very much. Have a good holidays, guys.
All right, come back for more headlines after the break.